Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Zach Gilbin for Scotty Farrell right here on CBS Sports Radio. In February, did start off with the Super Bowl. The Patriots in Atlanta did defeat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. Brady and Belichick, they get their sixth ring. But let's head out to the hotline right now and welcome in a team captain of the New England Patriots and their starting center. He won his second Super Bowl ring to start off the month, and that's David Andrews, who did go to Georgia, and he's kind enough to join us on CBS Sports Radio. David, thank you for the time, and how are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm good, man. I'm good. It's it's good to get in the off season here and get some rest and heal up a little bit.
Well, let me start you off with this because I was checking out your Twitter the other day at David at DAndrew61, and I saw something that about tea in a restaurant, sweet tea. Now I'm from the East Coast. Is that a thing down south with sweet tea? Is that a big thing that people drink?
Oh man, you're hurting my heart right now. Yeah, you know, that's a big thing down south, and it's funny, you know, that tweet, I thought it was a funny reaction or GIF or GIF, whatever they call it, and, but I spent so much time up in New England, and we love it, you know, it's more of a home right now, you know, spending 9 months out of the year up there, and it's funny, now coming back down home, you know, I ask if they have sweet tea, and they look at me like I'm crazy, and, of course, they got sweet tea down here, so it's funny. But no, we've loved it up there, and I just wish more restaurants served a little sweet tea.
Is that just something you drink at a meal, like a few cups of it, like it's water, or is that right at the end of the meal?
If I wasn't playing football, I'd probably drink a lot of it.
Belichick get a little mad at you if you drink too much of it, right?
Yeah, I might have to have some fines from being overweight with all the sugar that's in it. But that's the key to making it, is about a pound of sugar. So, I try not to drink it that much. Definitely right when I get home, I'll have a little bit of it. But, me and the wife, we try not to make it, try to keep it out of the house so I'm not drinking it.
You know what it's like to win a Super Bowl. You know what it's like to lose a Super Bowl. Now you get your second. What has this offseason been like? Because, for fans, you don't usually think about the offseason, but you get to enjoy this one before you probably have to think about next season, right?
You know, it's tough. It's such a blessing to play in the Super Bowl. There's nothing like it. It's the greatest competition in the world. It's the greatest sporting event in the world, in my opinion. You realize, though, when you start talking to guys around the league, friends you have, that they've been working out. They're getting back in shape. Their bodies are getting back where, they need to be. We're 4 weeks behind, played three extra games and, five extra weeks of work. So, it adds a little stress, and you just have to, let your body heal, but also, continue to work, continue to stay in shape. Cause if not, you're going to have a price to pay.
What do you do to decompress and get away from football? What do you do for fun? Do you hunt? Do you go on a vacation? What do you do for fun, David, in the off season?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. I think, I love spending time at, my buddy's place. He's got a lot of land. And, spending time running around with my dogs, fishing, quail hunting. Turkey season's about to open in Georgia. And, it's not even about the whole hunt or fish, whatever you want to say. They're just getting out, waking up early in the morning, seeing the sunrise in the woods, seeing the sunset, things like that, just to me, give me kind of peace and serenity, kind of let you decompress after a long season, where you're spending, every weekend in a hotel room and, traveling and all kinds of stuff. So, getting outside and, being outside is kind of my stress reliever.
two-time Super Bowl champion David Andrew, team captain with the New England Patriots, here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Zach Gelbin for Scotty Farrell. This group, what made this group so special? Because there were some ups and downs in the regular season like there are always, but in the postseason, you guys really played your best brand of football three games in a row.
Yeah, you know, I think this is one of the best football teams I've ever been on. And that doesn't necessarily mean talent or things like that. It was a great team. Kind of hard to explain to people, who've never, been a part of a locker room or a team at any level. But, people that have, there's just a feeling you get about being with these guys and the team. And, when you have something special. And we felt that all year. We had a lot of ups and downs, a lot of struggles. Started off, not too hot, then hit a winning streak. Had a bad loss where it was just a bad team loss. And, Nashville against the Titans, we hit a bye, come back, start playing well. Tough loss in Miami, tough loss, in Pittsburgh where the offensive line, we had multiple penalties that really cost us and really hurt ourselves. And that was kind of a lot of people counting us out. And, everyone just kind of looked at each other and we rallied up. No one complained. We just kept working, kept going to work each day, trying to get better, put our heads down and just started grinding and, didn't really come up for air, until after the Super Bowl. And, there's just something special to be said about that. And like I said, it was just a special team to be on.
When you have a bad loss, and I know there's not many losses that happen in a year with the Patriots, really since 2001, but when you guys lose the game, it's magnified more than any other team in the league because there's that certain expectation level that hasn't wavered with Brady and Belichick setting the tone in that organization. What's the film review like after one of those tough losses when you take a look back at maybe the Lions game, the Titans game, or even the Steelers game?
Ooh, that's a tough place to be now. I thought we were just talking about decompressing and having fun, and now we're back into this.
I have to hit you with a hard-hitting question, one or two in the interview,
Yeah. So, it's tough. It's a tough place to be. Everyone's got their fair share. That's why football is, the greatest team sport, on this earth. And, it's a tough day usually. But like I said, there's something special about that team. And, and just I think the Patriots organization, hats off to Coach Belichick, with the culture he's built and the guys that have come before us, obviously the Willie McGinnises, the Brewskis, the Logan Mankins, Matt Lights, all those guys, who have kept this culture, going through the years. And, everyone shares blame. There's no finger pointing from, anyone. And, I think that's something to be said.
Some good defensive linemen that you went up against in the postseason with the Chargers, the Chiefs, and then the Rams. What made this O-line sink so well? Because Brady rarely got hit in the playoffs, as you know it.
Yeah, it's going back to the team thing, I thought this was a great group of guys, great group of O-line, obviously, four of us have played a lot of football together, but Trent came in, kind of meshed right away, worked his tail off to get where he was, it was a great player. And just a special group to be a part of. So proud of them, so proud to be a part of that group for what we accomplished, especially how we ended it. We kept telling ourselves, a lot of people were praising us, the first two playoff games, but we really haven't done anything yet. That really doesn't matter, if the results come out Sunday of the Super Bowl like we want them. So, we just kept working. We went to work each day, faced the ups and downs, the tough criticism from, Scar. And, we never backed down, and I was just proud to be a part of that group.
Seemed like you enjoyed that parade, by the way. I saw you with your shirt off on the duck boat.
Yeah, man, it's I had a great time, man. Those moments are fleeting, and not many people get to experience them. And you want to take them in, and you work so hard, why not enjoy it?
And your career is the definition of hard work. You came into the league in 2015, you were undrafted, and now you start every game for the Patriots. You're a center, You've been to three Super Bowls. You won two. You have a great relationship with Brady and that offense, and you're a team leader. Take us through that hard work that goes into the making of what we see on a Sunday with you individually, from coming out of college undrafted to now being a highly respected center in the league.
Yeah, it's just, God blessed me with some ability. I really believe, it's important to go out there and maximize that the best you can. And that's just what I've tried to do my whole career. I love the game of football. My wife kind of knows it's my mistress, and it's just that kind of relationship where I love it, and there's a part of me that will always be there. It's just something you just try to go out each day, be the same you, be the best you can. You're going to make mistakes, you're going to fail, but you just keep going, you keep trying to improve, and, don't really look up for air, and then one day you're going to be where you are. And I don't think I've reached that point yet, so still, head underwater, just trying to move forward.
Here's my last question, and then you may consider it a tough one when you're trying to decompress as we're on the way out with David Andrews. Any update on Gronk? I know a lot of Patriot fans are trying to figure out if he's going to return or not.
There's nothing I can speak on that. The situation doesn't involve me. Gronk's a heck of a player. He's a better teammate. I've been fortunate to be, his teammate, learn from him, and just watch him, how he carries himself, and, how he works, back from injury and everything else. But that situation, like I said, it doesn't involve me, so I'm going to speak for myself, and, we'll just see. It's a tough decision, guys that have played in the league so long, and everyone has to, step back and look at themselves. So we'll see.
Who do you think had more fun at the parade, you or Gronk?
Man.
Because I think you were the star of the parade, David. I really do.
I think I had more fun. I think I had more fun, but that's just because, I don't know. I can get away with them a little bit more without everyone seeing it, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
But when you're center and you take your shirt off, everyone recognizes. You know that, right?
Yeah, at that point. Yeah, I guess that's true. So,
well, enjoy the sweet tea in the offseason. Enjoy the Super Bowl ring that's coming in a few weeks. We appreciate the time, and congratulations once again, and we'll talk to you down the road. Thank you, David.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.